It's another kind of time travel question.
Oh, no. These get so complicated.
But it's just regular time travel. Forward at regular speed.
What is the best color for a car?
Oh, you said this was going to be a quick one.
Yeah.
I've written novels on this subject.
Well, the funny thing is you have a black car and I have a white car. So neither of us have a colored car.
Yeah. We're excluded from this, but that's like we're on the next level above colors.
Is that where we are?
We look down on the spectrum. I thought once you said you didn't like white cars because they looked unfinished. Or was that?
Yeah, I might have said that. I just like white in the specific type of car that I have. I don't like a white sedan. I do think that they sometimes look like they haven't been. The final step on the assembly line just got skipped.
Yeah. Strange. I really like a white car.
Yeah.
I think it says so fresh and so clean.
I think that car people don't like white because it hides lines as well. And they're all about the lines.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like my car in white. It also has a black sunroof, which I think is like cool and contrasty.
An accente groove. That's what they're called in Canada.
But we should choose a color. We should choose a cool car color. And I think it's safe to say that it depends on the car, but let's just sort of pick a color.
Well, red, you're a dick.
Yeah, is a red car cool, even if it's...
If it's a red Prius, I can have a conversation with you.
Okay.
If you're driving like a hot red, I don't know...
Corvette,
so yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
No.
No discussion.
No discussion. You're out.
Okay. Is that all bright, flashy colors or just red?
No, not all. And I mean, even red, like a red Ferrari, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's Ferraris are red. So if you have a red Ferrari, I can't fault you too much, except for the fact that you own a Ferrari in the first place.
Right.
But most cars in red are stupid. But I like a hot yellow.
I was going to say yellow too. I'm a fan of yellow.
Yeah.
I think.
Obviously, yellow's like your primary palette.
What you're getting at is when I pick a character in a video game, I pick the yellow one.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I like orange, like a McLaren.
Do you like that burnt orange that was very popular and still now is a little bit?
Yeah, that looks good.
You like that?
Are you talking about like in Silicon Valley when billionaire guy gets the doors that do go like this?
Yeah.
That car is a good color. I like that.
You like that. All right.
I kind of like for an SUV, I kind of like green.
I'm not a fan of green
like
in general.
Like a deep metallic green.
I think green should be left to nature. And man shouldn't create green things.
Well, that's why I like it as a color for like an outdoorsy vehicle. Like it's like camouflage kind of.
I could get behind a dark green Jeep.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Exactly.
No, not even an SUV or a crossover. any green. No lime greens. I'm just not a fan of green.
Lime green's a tough one. I don't mind a lime green, but it's got to be like a dune buggy. You got to have the top down.
There are certain
windows
cars,
down, system up.
Yeah. There are certain cars that are flamboyant as a vehicle enough that any color is fine on them.
Yeah.
Example, PT Cruiser.
Oh, man. The man that I hate more than anything in this world drives a PT Cruiser. And guess what color it is?
Green.
Fucking red.
Oh. You can't have a red PT Cruiser. That's inappropriate.
No. I made fun of him so much when he bought it. I almost threw a croquet ball through the windshield. It was so stupid.
What about wood paneling? Is that cool?
Yeah. Very cool.
It's cool in a retro way or just cool full stop?
Just cool across the board. Can't go wrong.
I feel like it only works on vans.
Yeah.
Or station wagons.
We had, I'm going to say around 1994, a station wagon in the family with some wood on the side.
Yeah.
It was, I believe, a Plymouth.
Is that, when they do that, is that real wood? Can you like sand it and refinish
sometimes
it?
Sometimes it is. Yeah, sometimes it is. The older ones, it was.
Yeah, that but seems kind of cool.
The one we had wasn't. It was like, right, just like painted metal, basically, I think.
Yeah, yeah. That's not cool.
No.
Real wood seems kind of cool because you could do things to it and like...
And like set it on fire.
When you're in an accident.
Yeah.
It really... So what is your favorite car color then? We've discussed many, but if you were buying a car new today, say the type of car, like not the brand, but like just body type.
Okay.
And the color.
So for me, if it's actually a vehicle that I'm driving every day, it's my actual like work vehicle.
Yeah.
Then I go for the subdued look.
Right.
Which is like, I don't want to have a flashy car and I don't want to have a flashy color.
Yeah.
I want to glide right by all the cops, just looking like a soccer mom in her SUV coming home from soccer practice.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks.
Right.
So I would go black like I have now or gray.
Yeah. There's so many grays. It's hard to choose a gray, but sure.
Or even white, but you know, something very simple.
And what's
if I had all the money and was going all out on something I was going to show off at Top Gear.
Yep.
I would go with like either that sweet orange McLaren or you know how BMW has that blue color? It's a metallic blue. I think it's like there's one of their signature colors. I really like that blue.
Okay.
I usually don't like blue, but for some reason on that car, it looks really good.
BMW figured blue out.
BMW's got blue down for sure.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by that one friend of yours that has a bird.
Why? Why are you still friends?
Do you have a thought for us you want to share? Maybe you're just angry? You can yell at us on Twitter at SuperGoodPod. Would you rather use a push lawnmower with a bar that is far too high? Or far too low?
Oh man. Well, as a lawn care expert, this is right up my alley or down my alley. What are you supposed to say? I gotta go with too low actually, because too high, you can't get the right, like you can't get behind it enough.
Yeah.
Like you can't get up there to push it right. When it's down low, at least you can hunker your body down to be at the right level.
Yeah. But how much would your back hurt after that?
Oh, it would suck.
I feel like you would be in less pain with one that was far too high, because it's just hold your arms over your head and walk forward.
True.
Which obviously sucks.
Better for your back.
Yeah. But like getting down, I don't know, would you be on your hands and knees? How would you even push the low one?
Maybe you'd like rig up some system to push it with your knees.
Yeah. I assume though that we can't get Da Vinci on this and create a new pushing system. I think we just have to mow our lawn with whatever one we choose.
We could just become Da Vinci ourselves. Da Vinci was inside of us all along.
If you choose too low and I choose too high, can we then combine the parts of our lawnmowers and both have a regular height lawnmower? I just cut off some of the length of mine and give it to you.
Okay, I want to ask a question that's extremely serious.
Okay, I got my serious face on.
That's pretty good. What is your fight song?
I can only think of the song Fight Song when you say that.
What's that?
This is my fight song.
Whose song is this? Whose song is Fight Song?
Take Back My Life song.
I don't know this.
Yes, you do.
I've never heard this.
Yes, you have.
Is it new?
No, it's years old.
I've never heard it.
You absolutely have. Are you kidding me? I'm just not singing it right.
Clearly, you're going to have to put a clip in.
Yeah, I'll put a clip in. Here you go. Here's the song. I don't know when the chorus happens, so I can't skip to it.
Oh my God. Who is the artist?
Rachel Platten.
I've never heard this.
You have 1,000% heard this song.
0%.
I typed in F-I and it auto-completed.
Song, is awful, and I've never heard it. Please make it stop. I genuinely have never, ever heard that song.
You're lying. You've heard it in fucking Shoppers Drug Mart. You've heard it in H&M. You've heard it in any mall.
That doesn't even exist anymore.
You've heard it in, you've heard it in your car.
Oh, wait, that's HMV I'm thinking of.
You've heard it on the street coming from someone's boombox.
No.
You've...
Okay,
it was like, it was like the song of the summer. I don't know when.
Well, that song sucks and is the furthest thing in my mind from what a fight song should be. Here's what I'm thinking along the lines of. Eye of the Tiger.
Are you thinking like entrance music to your boxing match?
No, it's the song that plays either in your head or in the background of you getting in a fight.
Okay, all right. I have to think about it. Do you have one in the meantime?
I have so many. Okay, for me, the top answer is there's only really one true and right answer, and it's Name of the Game by The Crystal Method. You might remember it from the early 2000s.
Okay.
It goes a little something like this. Now listen, all you motherfuckers.
That's cool, but I don't know what song you're talking about.
Well, okay, you'll have to put a clip in.
Yeah,
over top of me singing it.
just as an aside, fight song hit number 5 on the Canada Hot 100, number 1 on the Canadian
number
adult.
5 on the Canada charts.
Oh, yeah.
That's nothing.
It hit,
you might as well have not even released it.
And it hit number 6 on the Billboard Hot
100.
What
did she get? A $5 coupon for Swiss Chalet for that?
You should know any song that cracked the top 10 Billboard in the US, which it did. Number 6 on the US Billboard and number 1 on the adult contemporary charts. So I guarantee you, you've heard it in an elevator.
Okay, sure. I obviously blocked it out.
I'm so disappointed. I like your song choice. I feel like I have to get in a fight before I can know what my fight song is. So I'm going
to... All right, let's go to a bar right now.
Yeah, I'm going
to
head out. Going to get obnoxiously drunk, wander down Yonge Street, see what happens.
I think your fight song is an Oasis song.
I disagree.
What's the story, what? Morning Glory?
It hurts to hear you say that.
I picture all fights. I make the song selection based on how I see the fight as a movie scene.
Okay.
And your scene is like, you're like really drunk in a bar. And he starts like swinging around a tablecloth.
And it just hits some big then, guy in the chest. And he looks down at me and grunts.
Sure, yeah. Like something happens with the tablecloth. And then like you get like thrown around over some tables and stuff. And at the end, the tablecloth like wraps around you like a blanket. And you fall asleep because you've either been knocked out or you've fallen, you've passed out from liquor. And then it goes, need a little time to wake up. And it just ends right there. Hard cut to black.
Yeah, that sounds like a scene from Scott Pilgrim. So I feel like that's fairly accurate, and I'll take any fight music from that movie.
Okay.
The Cherry Bob-ombs, I think, is the band in the movie.
Sex Bob-ombs.
Oh, right.
Sex Bob-omb.
Yes,
singular.
Sure. Yeah, that's it. So I'll take any of their songs. That's my fight song. All right. I have a question for you, and I think you're going to love it.
Okay.
Is it ever not condescending to call someone sweetie?
No. Anyone of adult intelligence,
yeah,
you could call it a baby sweetie. It's
or a dog, right?
Well,
like a pet.
Yeah, I'm usually pretty condescending to my dog.
I prefer sweetheart in those contexts. I think that sweetie is just a dick of a word to use on anyone.
Like, okay, sweetie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, sweetie, let me explain to you.
Yeah, fair enough.
Have you ever been called it?
I'm sure.
How do you feel about boss?
Nope, same.
Yeah.
It's the guy version of sweetie.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Sort of. Different flavor, I would say.
I sometimes use champ on people.
Oh, that's awful. You're a dick.
Yeah, no, I do it to be a dick.
Well, it works.
Yeah.